Bootstrap is a sleek and powerful front-end framework for building the responsive website. It was released in August 2011 by Twitter as an open-source project. It is based on HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. This article contains most commonly asked interview questions and answers in a Bootstrap or front-end development interview. Question 1. What is Bootstrap? Answer: Bootstrap is a mobile-first front-end framework for easier web development with supporting all virtual devices. It uses HTML, CSS, JavaScript. Question 2. Why we should use Bootstrap? Answer: Every browser can support Bootstrap features. With the knowledge of HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, anyone can start working with Bootstrap. Bootstrap responsive CSS adjusts to desktops, mobiles, and tablets. It provides web-based customization. Bootstrap is open source. It can be used for mobile-first design styles using the entire library instead of separate and different files. Question 3. What are responsive websites? Answer: Responsive means a website can be used on any platform with all types of screen size. A platform like it may be a desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphones. It automatically adjusts with changing the width and height of the screen. In today's era, people, as well as business, follow the smartphones for their personal and professional use. So, Bootstrap is the best choice to make the website one time, and it supports all kinds of devices. Question 4. What are the features of Bootstrap V4? Answer: The initial release of Bootstrap V4X was 4.0, and the final release in 2018 to 2019 is 4.2. The toast component is added for showing notifications. The spinner component is added for loading the utility class. Text decoration none is added. The Bootstrap grid CSS file updates the margin and padding of the grid system. The modal XL class is used for modals. The font weight lighter and font weight bolder are added as utility classes. The validation styles for file inputs is added with new features. The print feature of dark tables is updated with new quality. The new utility class dropdown item text is added for dropdown items. The tooltips supports shadowed on. The double transitions issue on carousels is improved now.